Well, back on Earth for just a second, and everyone says that food's the most important thing in most people's lives, and no exception here, because there's a wonderful piece of research published in the journal Science this week. Two researchers at Harvard, that's Patrick Fuller and Clifford Saper, and they've been looking at mice which have had a gene removed from their body clock. Now, the body clock is a cluster of nerve cells that sit in the part of the brain called the hypothalamus, right in the centre of your brain, and this almost works like a genetic domino effect. So a gene turns on, and it trips on another gene, and that trips on another gene, and the whole thing goes around in a sort of molecular domino effect, taking 24 hours to do it. If you remove one of those genetic cogs from that body clock, then the mice can't keep time, because normally, you know, you feel tired at night time and you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning, for example. These mice are in a state of perpetual jet lag. They don't know when to go to sleep and they don't know when to wake up. So one interesting thing with rodents, and probably us as well to a certain extent, is that they can be trained when they're hungry to wake up for food. So if you got used to being fed at 3 o'clock in the morning, despite the fact that you should normally be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, you could still override your natural instinct to sleep and wake yourself up at the right time. But these mice wouldn't do that. So the research,
all the way through, do they?
That's right. So the researchers thought, what would happen if we put the gene we've taken away back into this body clock part of the brain and see what happens? Will it restore the ability to wake up in the middle of the night to food? And they used a virus to put this gene back in, which the gene's actually called BMAL1. It's just one of these body clock genes. And when they put it back in, the mice stopped being in a perpetual state of jet lag, and they would go to sleep and wake up at the right times, but they couldn't learn to wake up for meal times.
Even if they were fed at midnight every night, they still couldn't wake up.
They couldn't associate that, yeah. So they then reasoned there must be another body clock which is specific for this behaviour, and they put the gene back into another adjacent bit of the brain called the dorsomedial hypothalamus, and this is just another cluster of nerve cells, and then the mice could do it. So it looks like you have a sort of secondary body clock specifically for waking you up and preparing you to eat, which is quite intriguing.
That
to think
is
how we learn when our meal times are going to be.
Absolutely, because I guess you can never quite tell when the next meal's coming, can you, sometimes?